No sooner had I reached the place where one could hear a murmur, like a beehive's hum, of waters as they fell to the next circle, when setting out together, three shades ran, leaving another company that passed beneath the rain of bitter punishment. They came toward us, and each of them cried out, "Stop! You, who by your clothing seem to be someone who comes from our indecent country. Ami, what wounds I saw upon their limbs, wounds new and old, wounds that the flames seared in. It pains me still as I remember it. When they cried out, my master paid attention. He turned his face toward me and he said, 'Now wait. To these one must show courtesy. And were it not the nature of this place for shafts of fire to fall, I'd say that haste was seemlier for you than for those three.' As soon as we stood still, they started up their ancient wail again, and when they reached us, they formed a wheel, all three of them together. As champions, naked, oiled, will always do, each studying the grip that serves him best before the blows and wounds begin to fall. While wheeling so, each one made sure his face was turned to me, so that their necks opposed their feet in one uninterrupted flow. And if the squalor of this shifting sand, together with our baked and barren features, makes us and our requests contemptible," one said, "then may our fame incline your mind to tell us who you are, whose living feet can make their way through hell with such assurance. He in whose steps you see me tread, although he must now wheel about both peeled and naked, was higher in degree than you believe. He was a grandson of the good Quadrada, and Guido Guerra was his name in life. His sword and his good sense accomplished much. The other who behind me tramples sand, Tagayo Adelbrandi, one whose voice should have been heeded in the world above. And I, who share this punishment with them, was Jacopo Rustici. Certainly more than all else, my savage wife destroyed me. If I had had shield and shelter from the fire, I should have thrown myself down there among them. I think my master would have sanctioned that. But since that would have left me burned and baked, my fear won out against the good intention that made me so impatient to embrace them. Then I began. Your present state has fixed not scorn, but sorrow in me, and so deeply that it will only disappear slowly. As soon as my lord spoke to me with words that made me understand what kind of men were coming toward us, men of worth like yours, for I am of your city, and with fondness I've always told and heard others tell of both your actions and your honored names. I leave the Gaul and go for the sweet apples that I was promised by my truthful guide, but first I must descend into the center. So may your soul long lead your limbs, and may your fame shine after you," he answered then. "Tell us if courtesy and valor still abide within our city, as they did when we were there, or have they disappeared completely? For Giuliano Borsia, who only recently has come to share our torments, and goes there with our companions, has caused us much affliction with his words. Newcomers to the city and quick gains have brought excess and arrogance to you, O Florence, and you weep for it already." So I cried out with face upraised. The three looked at each other when they heard my answer, as men will stare when they have heard the truth. "If you can always offer a reply so readily to others," said all three, "then happy you who speak at will so clearly. So if you can escape these lands of darkness and see the lovely stars on your return, when you repeat with pleasure, 'I was there,' be sure that you remember us two men." At this they broke their wheel, and as they fled, their swift legs seemed to be no less than wings. The time it took for them to disappear, more brief than time it takes to say amen. And so my master thought it right to leave. I followed him. We'd only walked a little when roaring water grew so near to us we hardly could have heard each other speak. And even as the river that is first to take its own course eastward from Mount Viso along the left flank of the Apennines, which up above is still called the Aquaceta, before it spills into its valley bed and flows without that name beyond Forlì, reverberates above San Benedetto dell'Alpe as it cascades in one leap, where there is space enough to house 1,000. So did we hear that blackened water roar as it plunged down a steep and craggy bank, enough to deafen us in a few hours. Around my waist I had a cord as girdle, and with it once I thought I should be able to catch the leopard with the painted hide. And after I had loosened it completely, just as my guide commanded me to do, I handed it to him, knotted, and coiled. At this, he wheeled around upon his right and cast it, at some distance from the edge, straight down into the depth of the ravine. And surely something strange must here reply, I said within myself, to this strange sign, the sign my master follows with his eye. How much care men ought to exercise with those whose penetrating intellect can see our thoughts, not just our outer act. He said to me, now there will soon emerge what I await and what your thought has conjured. It soon must be discovered to your sight. Faced with that truth which seems a lie, a man should always close his lips as long as he can, to tell it shames him, even though he's blameless. But here I can't be still, and by the lines of this my comedy reader I swear, and may my verse find favor for long years, that through the dense and darkened air I saw a figure swimming, rising up, enough to bring amazement to the firmest heart, like one returning from the waves where he went down to loose an anchor snagged upon a reef or something else hid in the sea, who stretches upward and draws in his feet.